Perhaps in anticipation of the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday feast, some turkeys in California are getting a bit feisty. Reporter Tamara Keith of member station KQED tells the story from the college town of Davis.
These aren't your typical butterball birds, so heavy under the weight of their own breasts that they risk toppling over. This roving pack of 35 or 40 birds are sleek, standing up to 3 feet tall with brown feathers, and they don't seem to be afraid of people. It was about a year and a half ago that they first showed up at the cemetery.
And I looked and looked and thought, what are these? Are these pheasants?
Susan Finkelman is the cemetery's office manager.
And then I realized they were wild turkeys, and I had never seen wild turkeys before. At that point, I thought they were quite charming.
How do you feel about them now?
Less charmed.
That's because the male turkeys in this gang are aggressive, a rarity for wild turkeys. It appears these birds have been fed, tamed, taught not to fear people. They've harassed and chased visitors, and apparently have some strange issues with bicycles.
And the turkeys will see, just these three males, will see a bike and give chase. And the one turkey's beak is maybe 6 inches behind your foot as you're pedaling along. So that can be a little intimidating, too.
Not good in a town ranked the nation's most bike-friendly city. And the Davis Cemetery isn't the only place experiencing a turkey invasion. State wildlife officials estimate there are more than 200,000 of the wild birds around California, originally brought here for hunting a century ago. Most live in wooded wildlands, but some seem to prefer not-so-wild habitat, places like yards, golf courses, and vineyards. A UC Davis research team is trying to develop ways to keep wild turkeys out of vineyards. Paul Gorenzel says they're experimenting with turkey alert calls.
When we spot turkeys, and they're fairly easy to find, we actually play our turkey calls on a beefed-up iPod and see how they respond. So hopefully we can find one that's going to work and use that in vineyards.
This alarm call has been the most effective so far. Half of the time, it caused the turkeys to leave the area, but very slowly. The other half of the time, the birds took note of the alert and then went right back to eating. When the researchers played the sounds at the Davis Cemetery, the turkeys were undeterred. This day, the Davis Cemetery turkeys are pecking around, eating up some freshly planted grass seed. Cemetery managers recently brought in an expert trapper to remove the birds to a wild open area far, far away. But
they aren't gone because the trapper was unable to entice them into the trap.
Susan Finkelman says the trapper has given up. The plan was to lay out feed for the turkeys, gather them in one area, and drop a net. But the turkeys simply weren't interested. Perhaps their palates were too refined.
The cemetery itself is kind of like a smorgasbord for the birds because they love the begonias and the fresh grass seed and other things, which we're certainly not putting out for their benefit, but they seem to think we are.
Finkelman is now searching for another option to rid the cemetery of these wild, mean turkeys. Plenty of people have called offering to take one home for Thanksgiving, but hunting among headstones isn't exactly legal or safe. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Davis, California.